We're Sun National Bank, and we're here for you. We work here, live here, here for you. We're Sun National Bank, and we're here for you. We're Sun National Bank. We want to be your hometown.
Hello, and welcome to Sun National Bank's very first podcast. As part of the bank's launch of its new mortgage company, Sun Home Loans, Inc., we thought it would be helpful to provide listeners with some information and simple tips about mortgages. Joining me today on the podcast are Brian Myers and Danette Marcheski. Brian is president of Sun Home Loans, and Danette is the vice president of the Sun Home Loans organization. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian, first question for you. When people are ready to get a mortgage, they don't really know where to start. What's the place where they should begin? If you're trying to get a mortgage, how do you start the process?
Well, first I'd start with a mortgage professional. You want to be dealing with someone that specializes in mortgage lending. This is probably the biggest investment that a typical consumer is going to make. Is a mortgage would be the largest piece of debt that they're going to have. I'd start with your local bank. That's somebody that's in your community, somebody that you know is going to be there, you know, day in and day out, and they specialize in lending. Second from there, I would ask people that are in financial industries, accountants, financial planners, friends or family that have used a mortgage professional, and ask for their feedback and what their experience was like. The important part is you want someone that you can trust and someone that's knowledgeable to put you into the right program.
Now, Danette, when someone is interested in financing a home, when they're ready to start the process, how soon after they make the decision to buy a house should they be starting the process of looking for financing?
They can start that process right away. The first step that they would want to take is to get in touch with their mortgage professional, who will be able to do a pre-qualification certification and let them know the loan amount that they can qualify for, which will also let them know the purchasing power that they have and the conditions that they will need to meet in order to obtain the financing. The added benefit to that is that many sellers and realtors as well like to see the buyer has been pre-qualified so that they know the buyer is basically ready to purchase the home and the financing is in place for them.
The pre-qualification process is pretty simple. Again, you sit down with your loan officer. They will sit down with you and take a brief application, get some basic information about yourself and any co-borrowers that might be on the loan, review the multiple mortgage products that are available. They'll ask you questions about how much money you make, what you have to put down, and go through various scenarios and review closing costs with you and look at a budget to make sure that you qualify for a loan, show you how much you qualify for, and then review with you whether or not that's a loan amount that you're comfortable with and that it meets your personal budget.
I imagine that Sun Home Loans is going to have a lot of different products available to people depending on what their particular financing needs are.
What's probably surprising to most people is that there are literally hundreds of programs available, and they are designed to meet many, many different needs. Whether you're a traditional borrower who wants to put down 20%, which is kind of your standard conventional loan, they call that, or someone who has no money to put down, whether your credit is good or less than perfect, there's multiple programs available for almost anybody. Again, and I know we continue to say this a lot, is you really want to sit down with somebody, a mortgage professional, review those programs, and regardless of your circumstances, it's free of charge. Have them sit down with you and just go through those programs and find something that's right for you.
There's obviously a product that will fit whatever your particular credit profile is.
Yeah, again, a lot of it has to do with your personal budget, which is very important to make sure you're comfortable with the payments. But I know a lot of people may think that they don't have enough money to put down on a house. There are programs out there with no money down. There's also programs with 3% down, various income qualification type of programs. And we also have some programs that are subsidized by various agencies that could be for people with lower income or credit situations.
Danette, let's walk through the hypothetical scenario. We have a customer with a pre-qual certificate. They found a house that fits their budget. Now they're worried about whether they're actually going to get a loan or whether they have enough money. What are some of the things that you can tell them to address these common concerns?
There are literally hundreds of programs out there intended to meet the needs of just about any borrower looking to purchase a home. Less than ideal credit is a situation that a lot of people find themselves in, and there are programs out there specifically to help those people. So a lot of people today don't attempt to get a mortgage because they feel that they their credit won't stand up to the lender's standards, but that's not necessarily true due to the fact that there are so many programs out there.
We're talking about the financial realities of getting a mortgage, and you're sort of indicating that even if someone isn't a perfect credit risk, that there's still options for them in getting a mortgage. Danette, what do you say to someone who says, you know, I'd like to get a mortgage, but I don't think I make enough money?
There are programs out there for low and moderate income borrowers. Sun Home Loans has two programs to fit the needs of those type of borrowers. One is the Sun Keys program, and that program offers a fixed interest rate for the purchase of your home with a discounted interest rate off of the prevailing market, current 30-year fixed interest rate. And Sun Promise offers the same interest rate without the discount, but $1,000 in grant assistance towards down payment or closing costs.
Basically, what you're trying to do with these products is to help people with what's going on in their personal financial lives, what's going on in their in the marketplace where they have to buy a house.
That's correct. Lenders are here to assist people in home ownership. We're also very interested in doing that as well.
When you talked about these affordable home mortgage programs a minute ago, you talked a little bit about interest rates. What are you seeing right now in terms of interest rates? What's happening in the marketplace in terms of mortgage products, Brian?
Well, the fact is the interest rates change almost every day. They're tied to the bond market, so they do fluctuate as the bond market does on a daily basis. What you want to do is make sure that you're, you know, keeping an eye on the rate that you're offered and just, you know, shop around like any educated consumer would do and make sure you're getting, you know, a fair rate. The two most common that you're going to find are a fixed rate mortgage, and there's multiple products for that, which is exactly what it's termed. And the interest and the payment portion of your loan is fixed for a certain duration. And there's also adjustable rate products that are out there, where you may get a lower rate in the beginning, and that at some point will then adjust and can climb over the life of the loan. So again, the important part is ask questions to your lender and find out which of those products, you know, make sense for you.
We've got the mortgage, we found the house, we've bought the house, and we're ready to make settlement. And we know that there are costs when we go to a real estate closing. Talk a little bit about what people can expect when they go to a real estate closing to buy their house. What's the process like?
Well, early on in the process, something that you should get from your lender is called a good faith estimate. And in the beginning, this will lay out for you what the estimated costs are going to be as part of that settlement. They should include any lender fees and also third-party fees. And by third-party fees, I mean your title insurance, appraisal, recording your mortgage, any other fees that would be associated with that loan, taxes that may need to be collected at the settlement table should all be spelled out for you. Also, you know, from that point, as you get closer to the settlement, when they have the final figures, they should be able to provide that for you, you know, 2 to 3 days prior to the settlement and let you know specifically what those costs are going to be so that you have no surprises once you get to the table. You should know exactly how much money you're going to need for that settlement.
Many people going into a financing for a house, particularly first-time buyers, aren't fully aware of all of the costs that they're going to face after they've actually bought the house. In the process, do your mortgage officers work with people so that they have a reasonable expectation of costs like property taxes and maintenance costs and things like that, just to give them a heads up?
You would want to sit down as part of your budget and look at what your utility costs are going to be for that house, what the taxes are going to be. It may not be the same as where you're currently living, and you want to put all of those things together and take a look at how much the total house and that move are going to cost you, so you have a better idea of whether or not that's something you can afford.
What about people who already own their own home and are thinking about refinancing? What are some of the things that they need to keep in mind?
Well, I think a couple things to keep in mind. It really depends on what the point of the refinance is. Certainly, a lot of people would look to lower their interest rate and save money. That's a big driver of a refinance. And that's something, again, you can go to a mortgage professional, sit down, have them take an application and determine whether or not it makes sense for you to refinance. But some other things that people may not think of are to do what they call a cash out refinance. You can tap into the equity of your home and use that for other purposes, whether it's to pay for education, pay off some other debt, or do a home remodeling of some sort.
So what's the first step that people should be thinking about when they do that?
The first step is always to seek out your trusted mortgage professional, someone that you can go to and ask questions about whether or not refinancing is the right time or the right situation for you to embark on a transaction like that, and what program might best benefit what your needs are.
This is great information, obviously. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to recapitulate, things that people need to keep in mind as they go forward with mortgages?
What I would just stress once again is what we've said pretty much throughout the this conversation, is that you want to go to a trusted professional, someone who's knowledgeable in the business. Sit down with them. The process is pretty short and simple. It should also be free of charge. They'll lay out for you, whether it's purchasing a home, what the steps are, how much it will cost you. And you can then determine if that's a benefit for you and make an informed decision, or if it's a refinance, whether or not that meets your needs, that you'd be able to save some money or get the amount of money you need for whatever the purpose you had in mind for the refinance was. You really want to just be an informed consumer and ask a lot of questions.
Our thanks to Brian and Danette for being with us on the podcast today, and we hope that it was helpful and useful for those of you interested in getting ready to get a mortgage. If you have any questions about what we talked about today, you can reach Brian Myers directly at area 856-690-4232 or toll free at 1-800-SON-1677. That's 1-800-786-1677. This has been a production for Sun Home Loans Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of Sun National Bank. The information provided here is intended to be general information and tips to assist consumers, and listeners should in no way put undue reliance on this information. For more information about Sun Home Loans, visit www.sunnb.com. Sun National Bank is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.